Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, March 13th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, it's Patch Tuesday, so yes, today's podcast will cover a lot of patches. And of course, let's start with Microsoft. Microsoft delivered patches for 60 different vulnerabilities. In addition to that, we also got four patches from Chromium that affect Microsoft Edge. 60 vulnerabilities is sort of a little bit on the average, maybe a little bit on the lower side, but what's kind of really surprising is there are no vulnerabilities here that are already being exploited, so no 0 days, no vulnerabilities that are already disclosed, and we only have a total of two critical vulnerabilities, and one of them is actually a denial of service vulnerability. Both of the critical vulnerabilities are affecting Hyper-V. Again, one is a denial of service vulnerability, the other, the remote code execution vulnerability, does require that an attacker actually has access to a virtual machine running within Hyper-V. So it's really more one of these virtual machine escape vulnerabilities. Other than that, there are a couple other, actually one specific vulnerability sort of interest, and that's a remote code execution vulnerability in Exchange Server. Now, this doesn't look like it's super easy to exploit. It first requires that an attacker already does have access to the Exchange Server. Then by basically taking advantage of one of those DLL loading vulnerabilities, they're able to execute arbitrary code on the server. Again, really more sort of a privilege escalation vulnerability when it comes to the impact. So stick to your normal patch process here. No need to really sort of expedite anything here. And talking about vulnerabilities, one of the resources that we heavily rely on, a lot of vulnerability management processes heavily rely on, is the National Vulnerability Database, or NVD. It's sort of your best one location where you can get vulnerability information in various formats, easy to parse, and typically quite well validated. So, for example, you get your CVSS scores, your CVE numbers, what products are affected, all in an automatically parsable format, which means that a lot of sort of automatic tool commercials and open source are relying on it. Sadly, it looks like, well, this resource is no longer operating as well as it should be. Starting February 15th, most vulnerabilities being reported by the NVD have not been fully analyzed, which means they have not been enriched with all the information we are sort of used to. The problem appears here that, NIST, the organization that is managing the NVD, is going through a process to try to essentially update, fix some of the processes that are being used to create these vulnerability reports. Some of it is certainly also affected by the increase in volume of vulnerabilities reported, and we'll see where this all ends up. But in particular, a lot of government processes are relying on this data, so I hope it'll come back soon. There are a couple of sort of open source alternatives, like from GitHub and Google, but they don't necessarily, cover it all with the same clarity and consistency as we do have with NVD now for many, many years. I'll link to a blog post by Chris Hughes, who does a quite good job in explaining kind of what's going on here with NVD. And then we do have a new vulnerability in Soho's Manage engine with a CVSS score of 9.8. Before you get into panic mode, because we have seen a lot of issues with Manage engine being exploited in the past, note that this vulnerability affects version 9, which is quite out of date at this point and unlikely to still be used. If it is still used, maybe just consider working on upgrading to a more current major version. I don't talk a lot about ICS-style vulnerabilities, but this one is kind of interesting. It's a vulnerability in Siemens fire protection systems, and it does manifest itself in a buffer overflow in X509 certificate parsing. If exploited, the attacker gets full unauthenticated remote access to the particular device, so CSS score on this one is 10.0. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.